The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in all sports talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Sports Talk. Thursday edition in the borough. Hot day, near record heat. With that, will probably be some storms. So, again, pay attention to your weather. You can always get the app on WGNS, the Good Neighbor Station. Andy Herzer, First Shot President, joins us today. Andy, how are you?
I've been a little under the weather, but I'm forging through.
Yeah, the old allergies get me. I'd be a good actor right now. I can cry on command. Just walk outside and let the wind hit my eyes, and it's a water spigot, you know. So
tears just come, huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, the dust has settled. We weren't able to get you on last week. I know you went to the Final Four. I saw some pictures from your wife. Looked like you had some pretty doggone good tickets.
We had some really good tickets. Thanks to my cousin, Matt Painter.
Well, we'll kind of look back at that a little bit. The draw Tennessee in the
Elite Eight,
and then they move on to the Final Four against
NC State,
and they took them down. You know, I just said going in to that tournament, I knew it was going to be interesting against UConn. UConn just played on a different planet this year.
Well, you've got what we have always said, Monty, and you saw my bracket. You saw that I had Purdue and Connecticut playing,
yep,
and that I had Connecticut winning. It was the first time I didn't vote with my heart, because when you start to look and break down college basketball, it's still about the guards. And when you start looking at Connecticut, they are what Coach McDevitt here loves, oversized, you know, their 6'5 point guard is playing a 6 foot point guard. Their 2 and 3 are both 6'8 and lengthy, and their 4 is really a guard, not a 4-man. You know, that new stretch 4 is what they call him. But he was more of a guard than he was a 4. So you just look at it and you look how the scoring went. You know, they had 4 guards in double figures, and then a big that, you know, held his own with Edie, you know. But,
you know, of course, you know, I wasn't at the game, obviously, but I'm watching it, and it was like, okay, Edie's going to get his. I mean, he's always going to get his. And the Purdue point guard had 12 points, 8 assists. But, boy, they made him work.
Yeah, 4 of 16, Monty. So you just look at – and, I mean, he missed some shots that he normally doesn't miss. And not even that they made him work for him. He just, again, he didn't have that night. But it's all, again, it was a new stage for them, you know, and they didn't handle it as well as they could have. And but Connecticut had a lot to do with that, Monty. They're a very good defensive team. They made him Braden Smith absolutely worked every inch to get every inch of the floor that he got. Yeah, and, you know, Zach Edey got his 37 and 12. But I will tell you about the 10-minute mark of the first half, Monty, he went silent. And I think that was really the difference in the game.
Was he worn down in the second half?
I think any time a guy that shoots 75, 76% from the floor, I just think his body wore down for the season. Whether you like it or not, they rode that horse. And, yes, I think he was exhausted. But, you know, you're going to ride somebody like that. You know, he'll be a legend forever in West Lafayette. You know, two-time player of the year. Jersey was retired during the Wisconsin game. You know, and the beauty of that team, it wasn't just how they play. It's what they do off the court, Monty. They're such a good group of guys, and they enjoyed hanging with each other. You know, and Matt took a team, Coach Painter took a team with a bunch of threes to the national championship game. And now Connecticut, for the lack of thing, they took them with threes and fours. They didn't have the bright light guys. And I think Matt and Coach Hurley both have shown that you don't have to get the five-star guys to win championships. You got to get guys that are committed to the process, committed to the team, and committed to making themselves better. They're already back at it. I talked to Matt last night. He said, Andy, they're already back in the gym. They already want to get better. They want to get back.
Yeah. Well, you get that taste, you know. And really, I mean, you just got to point out, too, they got nothing from nobody else. I mean, you know, they had a bad shooting night. Well,
Monty, they couldn't get off a three. They were one of seven. They normally shoot about 24 to 25 threes a game. Connecticut did what I said all along when you and I talked. If I was anybody playing them, I would make Edey work to try to get his, push him out as far as he can. Let him get his. Don't foul him. Guard the other four guys and make it stingy on him.
And they were able to do that. Hurley, fantastic coach.
Yep.
He's kind of a wacko, though.
No, he – Monty, every – it's just – when you got a Jersey guy, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid. And he played – when he played, he was that tough, hard-nosed
Where
kid.
Where did he play?
Seton Hall.
Okay.
You know, his brother, Bobby Hurley, tough, hard-nosed kids. You know, they're raised to run through brick walls and not ask questions when they played. So, yeah, highly competitive. Probably got a little out of you know, the Purdue fans won it two or three or four different times for him to get a technical.
What was the deal with him and Edey?
Well, Edey did a hard foul on one of his players.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just.
He kind of came out and challenged
him. And the New Jersey came out at him.
Yeah.
Right? You take one of my guys, I'm going to say, you know, we're going to have words.
Yeah.
So, you know, end of the day, had he gotten a technical for when he stepped on the floor and pushed the guy, it wouldn't have changed the outcome of that game, Monty. And, you know, you just look at it, you go, what a great year. I mean, even getting just to the Final Four was a great year. NC State, if they would have shot it well, they could have beat Purdue. They're one game away from, you know, Connect hitting two shots down the stress, and they're not going. It's that close. And we say it all the time, the margin of error is in college basketball is very, very small.
It really is, and
except with Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I said it when the tournament started. I just think those cats are playing on a different planet. You know, I mean,
we've said it from the beginning of the season, Monty. You asked me, and they weren't even in the top five. I said, who's the best team you've seen all year? Connecticut. Houston. Houston guy doesn't get hurt. Different game.
Yeah.
I promise you all that. It ain't. It's not NC State going. So, you know, lots of variables have to happen for you to get there. And I just told my cousin, I just hope it's not another 69 years because I won't get to see it.
Yeah. So, well, it was, you know, every tournament offers up its surprises. Certainly the NC State run, I mean, was just right incredible. I mean, they're not even projected near in the field when their conference tournament starts, and they had to work like crazy just to beat Louisville in their first game.
So people won't remember. The big kid was at Winthrop, played us Burns. Here. And I remember Coach Massaro, I mean, looking at me, said, why can't we get a big player like that? Well, here he is. He's a Power 5 center and one of the best performance in March that we've ever seen from a big guy.
Well, he don't know nothing about basketball anyway, so, you know, I mean, but yeah, you know, but I mean, he was a great story. He's an infectious player. I mean, his personality was incredible. And, you know, you forget now, them Cats, they beat Virginia, Duke, and Carolina back-to-back-to-back nights. Very reminiscent of what Jimmy V's team did.
Beat Duke twice in 1 month.
Yeah.
To keep that run alive. Again, fortunate Duke was not shooting well, or they would have ran. If Duke had been really on fire, because they were getting great looks. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
They just weren't making any.
Nope. Pure worms.
Same with Carolina. Another team. Could have been easily been there had their guards shot the ball well. We keep going back. It's about guards.
It's always been in March Madness about guards. Year Baylor won it. They had four, you know, pretty incredible.
We just talked about it, Connecticut. They really had four guards, Monty.
Mm-hmm.
And any one of them could have dropped 25 on you. Is that they're that good. And so it college basketball is going to be ever-changing. I mean, just look at what the portal is doing right now, and they're trying to redefine and give some guidance in at the NCAA, but I think once the can of worms opened up, I don't think they're going to be ever to stop a kid from transferring.
You're listening to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank.
Tired and grumpy, and I've noticed a lack
true
of
true to its ideals since 1906. Your host and my guest are both struggling with allergies, so bear with us. We'll take a break and be right back.
Has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Parks Auction. We handle everything.
Whether you're buying or selling a home or whether you're buying or selling commercial property, the auction is just so much easier, quicker, smoother.
My wife and I sold our personal home. Parks Auctions helped us with that. The house brought about 20% more than we were going to ask for.
Visit our website at parksauction.com to learn more.
Hi, there, 12 and a half now, $15.
Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-615-615. 893-1417, and let me show you with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less. At State Farm, when home and auto works as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417, and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. Joined today by First Shot President Andy Herzer. Anything going on with First Shot right now?
Well, we got our summer camp sign-ups, registration going on right now. You can go to firstshottn.org, click on basketball. I think we've already got over 120 kids signed up.
Boys and girls, ages
boys and girls.
What?
Both boys and girls, ages 5 to 14. And there's 2 weeks, age appropriate for certain weeks. So, again, if you're looking for a great place to have your child, both camps are second and third weeks in July before they go back to school. Get them off their devices. Get them out. Get them active. It's for all levels, too. It's not for just high level. It's beginners. We'll put them in the appropriate groups. Again, it's a great time, and a lot of skills will be taught.
Good deal. Good deal. All right. Obviously, some craziness in college basketball. Leave it to John Calipari to
be the head of it.
On the eve of the national championship game, he's going to Arkansas. What's kind of funny, he said, I have met with my team, all one of them. He's talking about the portal, and I know Tennessee fans are going to be wondering what goes on with them, not on what they lost to graduation, but they had some portal exits. And MTSU, though, has landed two very interesting players out of the portal. Jalen Counter, he was a All-Horizon League basketball player this year. From IUPUI, he led the team in scoring at 14 and 3 assists a game. He's out of Oklahoma City. And really brings him great experience in the backcourt, which they need. And then Alex Oglesby, both these are big guards, 6'5 grad transfer from Stetson, played in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years, 40% three-point shooter. I know the one thing Nick McDevitt, MTSU's coach, said.
His dad, Perrin Oglesby, is a friend of mine.
Really? Okay.
Good dude.
All right. He averaged 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 1.2 assists per game. So they're bringing in two guys with experience. You throw Cam Weston back in the mix. Should be ready by the start of the season. And, that's an experienced backcourt. I think one of the big things that played, obviously, to me, the big thing that plagued the Blue Raiders this year was turnovers.
It just didn't plague them. It hurt them badly, Monty. It was the key to this team's winning or losing. They took care of the ball. They had a chance. If they didn't, they were ran out of the game.
And, I thought Middle made the semifinals of the tournament. They got a little bit of momentum going into the offseason. Next year's a big year for them. Their big post player had a really good year. That looks like two really good gets because they're proven commodities.
Oh, absolutely. And what?
You know, that
fifth-year players.
That Horizon League
is a good league.
I mean, ask on Kentucky.
Yep.
You know, and
It is a really solid league, Monty.
I was watching the Tigers and the Indians the other day. Well, I had it on. I was working, but I had the game on. And the coach for Oakland and their two horses were at the game. They went down there and interviewed them. And they were talking about the game and the first kid, you know, their post guy, undersized but real strong, you know. He said, "I think my man here just hit another three." And, you know, it was a good interview. You know, that coach has been there.
On one-year contracts, 26 one-year contracts, Monty.
That's crazy. But, you know, obviously the big things, Kentucky, Mark Pope come back. Did you see his introduction?
Yes.
Packed house. And he wore his game jersey from the national championship. And brought the trophy out. It's pretty cool. They'll be fun to watch, and he's going to do it probably. I mean, he said he was. You know, it's going to be a different thing.
He's got to be true to himself.
He's going to get 4-year guys or 3-year guys at least, and he plays an exciting style. They shot more threes than anybody in the country this year. So
I thought they were going to take a deeper run too, Monty, because of the guards. But
I did too. Sometimes you know Kyle Perry did unbelievable things there. The thing is, it's like he starts anew every year. You know, because of the people he loses, and that was his style there. I think this is going to be different. I think a change is good sometimes for both the coach. And, hey, don't think for a minute that Arkansas is not going to be a player in the league, you know. And of course, Musselman went off to USC. And as you said, college basketball is a lot different animal than it used to be. With that portal and the NIL and all that,
it's
in every sport.
It's changing how coaches and the culture of in the locker room. I mean, some people will take the best player no matter if he's good in the locker room or not. It's about having talent. Others worry about the locker room and the culture. And, you know, so it's very different. You know, I thought Dan Hurley's best thing is I'm not going to take the spotlight guys. I'm going to take those guys that are threes and fours that have proven that they can play and play at a high level. And you know what you got to do, Monty, still? You still got to have an eye for talent. One of the best guys that ever had that of taking guys that nobody knew about was Bruce Stewart. I mean, he would take kids, and even in Okaloosa Walton, you know, he took kids that nobody else saw that were eligible to go play right away at a high level. So, you know, having that eye to be able to spot guys and what they can become, it's going to be a bigger commodity now as a assistant coach or a head coach.
Bruce's crowning player was Randy Henry in that regard. He came here as a freshman, awkward, didn't play much. Matter of fact, like he went in blowout situations, he'd be in there and, you know, they'd kind of be poking fun at him and stuff. Well, he took that to heart, and some of the, a couple of those players found themselves not starting the next year. And he turned out to be one of the best players of all time in middle, you know. I mean, what he did was incredible. And he was – I mean, he was – I mean, he, I'm, you know.
He did it at Okaloosa-Walton. He called Doc and said, hey, tell Herzer I've got a kid that's eligible. He needs to come down early. So I went down early, saw him. Said, yeah, he can play for us. Big guard, 6'3", 6'4". That kid could just go get a bucket when you needed it. Well, the year went on and went on, and I said, Coach, we ain't getting him now, are we? He said, no, the big boys have come in. He ended up going to Iowa State, had a great career. And he said, Andy, I just wanted you to get on him because I thought he was good. I didn't know how good he was going to be.
Yeah.
And I said, you always seem to get a couple of those every year. So he said, yeah, you got to sign them early. So,
all righty. You're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take a break, and Chip Walters will join us with the Blue Raider Insider Report.
Folks, we try not to be controversial, but in these times you can't help it. Tune in to Rutherford Magazine with your host, me, Mike Sparks, Sunday evenings from 5 to 6 p.m. Listen as we talk politics, some local history, faith, and freedom.
Good afternoon. I still see slow traffic out there in Wilson County, 40 eastbound right where it connects with 840. They're trying to mop up this accident from earlier over here at West End at Ackland Park. That's going to be in the Midtown area. Still a heavy volume of traffic right now coming off that south loop as it builds up through Madison on 65 on that ramp there to Vietnam Vets as you continue towards Sumter County. Plenty of radar this afternoon down in Williamson County on 65 just past Spring Hill. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You can order online right now. Go over there and check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County here on News Radio WGNS.
Greetings, friends. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. If you ever had to deal with the final arrangements of a loved one, funerals are both emotional and financial. You can easily be drained both ways when you least expect it. I can help you in both of these areas by showing you the positive side of pre-arranging. Locking in your cost for the rest of your life will truly relieve some emotional stress at that time. Call me, won't you, at 615-893-2422. Let's talk.
Every team knows which play can be a winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-890-0850. It's a winning move that saves you time and money. Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack. It's smart to protect them together, to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Next on WGNS and All Sports Talk, it's the Blue Raider Insider Report with Chip Walters of Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, brought to you by Rayburn Insurance, RAI Advisors, and My Team Insurance. The report coming up after this.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and let's start off today with softball. The Lady Raiders picked up their 19th win yesterday, winning its midweek matchup against Tennessee State by a score of 5-1. And Lexi Medlock delivered the 42nd home run of the season by the Blue Raiders, which sets a new single-season home run record. The previous record of 41 home runs was set in 2012. The Blue Raiders' Cameron Karsich started in the circle on Wednesday night, picked up two early strikeouts. She's up to 66 on the year for fifth most in Conference USA this season. MTSU plated the first run of the game in the bottom of the first after Ansley Blevins singled off the wall and advanced Amaya Harris to third. A well-executed first and third play allowed Harris to score and give the Blue Raiders an early lead, a lead that they would not relinquish. And the Blue Raiders get the win over the ball club from Tennessee State. Next up, Western Kentucky for a series. The Blue Raiders will travel to Bowling Green this weekend for a three-game series starting on Friday. Here are the standings in Conference USA going into the weekend. Liberty leads at 15-3. Western Kentucky is in second place at 10-5. New Mexico State also 10-5. Louisiana Tech 9-6. UTEP and Jacksonville State 7-8. Middle is 5-13. Sam Houston also 5-13. And FIU is 4-11. Staying on the diamond, but over on the men's side, the Blue Raiders fell to Tennessee Tech 5-2 last night at Reese Smith Field. The Blue Raiders now 13-23 overall, scored in the first inning thanks to Jackson Galloway's single, which plated Luke Vinson. Vinson later would score the second and final Blue Raider run on a solo shot to right center field in the third inning. But the Blue Raiders were held scoreless for the final six innings of the game. Tennessee Tech is now 23-14 overall. They scored five runs on 10 hits, which was enough to sweep the season series this year against MTSU. Baseball standings right now going into the weekend. It is a travel day for the Blue Raiders heading down to Sam Houston. The Liberty leads the way right now at 9-3. Dallas Baptist is 6-3, along with Louisiana Tech. Western Kentucky 8-4. FIU 7-5. Sam Houston and New Mexico State and Middle are all tied for sixth place at 4-8, while Jacksonville State is in last place at 3-9. Coming up this weekend, Liberty will be at Western Kentucky. MTSU will be at Sam Houston. Game one will be Friday night at 6:30 in Huntsville, Texas. Dick Palmer will have the broadcast beginning at 6:15. Louisiana Tech goes to Dallas Baptist in a big series, and FIU will be at New Mexico State. Women's golf. The Lady Raiders finished the Conference USA Championship in seventh place at 49 over par 913 after a round of plus 22 310 on Wednesday. Freshman Ella Manley moved six spots up the leaderboard to a tie for 20th after a round of plus 173. So congratulations to the Lady Raiders there. Women's tennis travels to Miami, Florida for the 2024 Conference USA Women's Tennis Championships. That starts today and goes through Sunday. The Blue Raiders are the sixth seed and face number three Jacksonville State at noon on Friday. The Men's Conference USA Tournament is Saturday and Sunday here in Murfreesboro, and the Middle Tennessee men are the number one seed, and the outdoor tennis facility will be the site for the tournament. Blue Raiders will open play at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Hope to see you there. And a final note, men's basketball has signed guard Jalen Counter. He is was the leading scorer and leading assist man for IUPUI last year. So that is the third player who has signed so far with the Raiders. He is an Oklahoma City native after a year at Northern Oklahoma College Enid, where he earned second-team All-Region 2 honors. He went on to IUPUI. Now he's coming to Middle Tennessee. All right, that is it for this Thursday. We'll have another update for you coming up tomorrow.
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
Hi, this is Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your trusted advisor in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, it's time to choose Chip. Do you have a growing family and need to upsize? Are you an empty nester now and need to downsize? Are you thinking of selling your current home but just worried you can't find something else? Well, it's time to choose Chip. I'm looking to be your trusted advisor in real estate. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates.
Okay, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent and they have a huge selection as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. Joined today by First Shot President Andy Herzer. A couple notes before I forget. MTSU had its 7th men's tennis player earn Player of the Week this week. Yeah, they're pretty deep. Those guys.
You know, the assistant lives above me.
Oh, really?
And I see him coming and going. And he just said, "We're going to be good. Just don't know when." Because they're pretty young too.
Yeah, they're pretty good as well. So, and also, PCA's Justin Bornstad, and a senior and junior Preston Wade were named to the Tennessee Sports Writers Association All-State team yesterday. So, girls' team comes out tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be represented as well. So, and speaking of that, Kerry Hammonds will join us tomorrow on All Sports Talk. All right, let's see. All right, the women's final game. Drew Moore drew the most TV audience since 2018 of any sporting event other than the World Cup, the NFL, and the Olympics. And, you know, for all the hating people have seemed to want to do to Caitlin Clark, it was because of her. And, you know, and South Carolina was clearly the better team. She's got in WNBA veterans calling her out, you know, "You're not playing with girls anymore," and all this. And I'm sure she'll have.
You want me to tell you what? They can all do that. But those, I'm going to tell you what, the quality of basketball that we have seen on lately, call it the last really 5 to 6 years of women's college basketball, there are not many girls playing, Monty. They're young women that that can flat out play. I mean, and to go 29-0 when the level of basketball has become that good is impressive.
What South Carolina did was incredible this year.
I mean, so you find yourself watching more women's college basketball than ever?
Hey, she was can't miss TV. I mean, and it's going to be that way. I mean, their first game's already a sellout. Already.
Her jersey sold out.
Yeah, I mean. And so, you know, like I said, you know, haters want to hate, but, hey, she's done nothing wrong.
College, women's college basketball has more great players in it than they've ever had on every team. It's at an all-time peak, and it's only going to get better because the stars of it have embraced young girls. Now young girls have someone to look to and say, hey, I want to be like her.
Yeah.
Who did you want to grow up being like, Monty? Mine was Rick Mount. I mean, I remember, okay? I wanted to shoot the ball like Rick Mount. Well,
I was Pistol Pete.
See, there you were. Different regions had different people.
Yeah.
But growing up, we had people that we could look at that looked like us. Now the girls do. And it's gonna change, I think, girls basketball forever. And it's here to stay. They're selling out in the Big Ten, Monty. You go watch Big Ten girls games, they're hanging in the rafters. So, again, crowds are there, which will then bring TV revenue.
Well, that draft obviously is come and gone. Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, Camilla Cardoso, and Angel Reese taken by Chicago. They're going to improve greatly just right off that.
Yep.
You know.
And watch the draft, Monty.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. And, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, you know, well, you know, Clark's been doing it against 18 to 20-year-olds and all that, but and this is no knock on Iowa's team. They had a great team. And even the Martin girl got drafted in the first round. But she was not out there with a bevy of All-Americans. She's going to be out there. The most unnoticed part of her game, we think of her as Steph Curry. Her passing is unbelievable.
Elite.
I mean, it is unbelievable. So she's going to do fine. Yeah, they're going to get out and get in her face.
Yeah.
You know.
But they're all competitors. It's, you know, she's going to have to rise her game and keep working on, you know, physically get stronger. But they all do, Monty. I mean, look at the pros, how skinny LeBron looked when he went and what a man he looks like. Now, this is the same with the women. They come from 18 to 22. Their bodies have now matured from 22 to 30 playing, their bodies are going to change, and they're not going to school. They're not having to do anything else but focus on getting better.
And they got Clark with a bargain, 4 years, $336,000. It's chicken feed.
Yeah, but her endorsements, Monty.
Oh yeah, I mean
she, you know, like all that's why all the others go overseas and play because. You know, it's not that much money.
I mean, the girl is still at LSU. Flage, saw a picture of her the other day. She bought a brand new Mercedes, like SUV.
So
but
here's the good thing.
Some of them are making bank in college.
Yeah, and there's the good thing, and that's what's going to make college stay healthy, especially with women. Their endorsement packages, likeness, name and likeness, is better in college than it's going to be in the pros.
Yeah. All righty. You're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take our final break and be right back.
Listen live to WGNS Radio on our website and Alexa or Google devices. Search WGNS Radio for on-demand podcasts in iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Plus, we have direct links to podcasts at WGNSradio.com.
Good afternoon. I still see slow traffic out there in Wilson County, 40 eastbound right where it connects with 840. They're trying to mop up this accident from earlier over here at West End at Ackland Park. That's going to be in the Midtown area. Still a heavy volume of traffic right now coming off that south loop as it builds up through Madison on 65 on that ramp there to Vietnam Vets as you continue towards Sumner County. Plenty of radar this afternoon down in Williamson County on 65 just past Spring Hill. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You can order online right now. Go over there and check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Your favorites can now be ordered online at SirPizzaTN.com. Carryout and delivery are available. Just go to SirPizzaTN.com and tap the location closest to you.
Are you paying hundreds of dollars too much for your home and auto insurance? Let the team at My Team Insurance help, a true independent insurance agency that represents you in protecting your home, your cars, your business, your life, and your health. Call My Team Insurance today, 895-4201. That's 895-4201. Proud to be sponsoring the Blue Raiders and proud to say, let's go Blue!
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports.
Caught 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Play up, bench, call.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee wins.
Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue in the borough. News Radio WGNS. All sports talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank. Locations in the borough, Woodbury, Nashville, and 46 others across the state. That's First Bank. All righty, take a look at a little baseball. Hey, we got one more week left of the regular season. Last night, Oakland beat Blackman 5-1, win the series 2-1, and Riverdale's finished off a sweep of Rockville 11-1. Riverdale is 8-1, 26-6. They have tremendous pitching. I would be shocked if they did not make the state tournament. Siegel also very good pitching. They're 7-2. Oakland's 5-4, Blackman 4-5, and Rockville 0-12. Although gave Riverdale two really good games this week, so that should be a pretty fun tournament that will be coming up in a couple weeks. So then we'll be marching on to spring fling.
Did we win Conference USA in tennis, Monty? Or is that played?
That's not been played yet. I expect him to, yes. It's been a strange sports year in a lot of ways. You know, no girls team in the basketball state tournament for the first time in a while. Of course, Laverne had a nice run. I mentioned the two PCA kids. You also had Carter Webb from Siegel that made the All-State team, as well as Landon Bryant from Laverne. Both of those kids are juniors, so they'll have certainly good senior years, I would expect. You know, a lot of people think that Carter Webb's kind of being undervalued, you know, as far as, I mean,
recruitment.
He can play.
Well, it's just like the Justin from PCA. He's a mid-major player. Just, you know, he wanted to play two sports.
Yeah. And he's been a big addition to their baseball team. They're 6-9. It's not that great, but you know they're 4-6 in their league. And of course, they made a change there. It's kind of a weird deal. Barry Bartlett was the head coach, and he was terminated last week. And his dad was on the staff. And he's kind of taken over. Mike, long time, took Stewart's Creek to 4 state championships. So, don't know exactly what happened there, but, you know, they've had a pretty good year. As you mentioned, Riverdale and Siegel got outstanding teams in baseball. Stewart's Creek's good again. They're winning their league. They'll win that league more than likely. And it's off to the region and the sub-state. So.
How many weeks until spring fling?
We are about a month away. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, I can't believe we're almost at the end of April. 4 months in, right?
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got. The Olympics. Team USA, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Halliburton, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Jrue Holiday, Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum, and Kawhi Leonard was the last one named yesterday. I saw a guy the other day that covers the NBA extensively, and he said this will be the most highly contested international event in men's basketball ever. He said there are at least four countries that are legitimate contenders to win it.
And what four countries?
France, for sure, the U.S., and I can't remember who said the other two were, but that shows the influx of the international players and what they've meant to the game.
The league is filled with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, I tell you what, I knew, and, you know, the Knicks fans are beside themselves. They think Jalen Brunson's been
snubbed
all year. He's not even mentioned with the MVPs. I mean, they're a two seed. I mean, that guy don't miss a shot. He's incredible. And I knew in college that Devin Booker was a hell of a player. I didn't know he was that good. You kind of see once they get to that next level, you see how really good they are.
I mean, Monty, there's guys out there playing that you just look at and you go, wow, they were good college players, but they've become great pros.
Yeah.
And so it'll be interesting.
It will. All right, Andy, that'll do it for today. Appreciate you dropping by. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me, Monty.
Been listening to All Sports Talk again. Kerry Hammonds, boys basketball coach at PCA, joins us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, First Bank, Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, Fat Willie Sports Bar, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.